With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The recent novel by Alice Hoffman, At Risk, deals with a major tragedy of the 1980s, AIDS, and its impact on a New England family.
The book is really a study of what happens to this one family and how they survive this as a family and come together, I think, stronger than they were before in many ways.
Alice Hoffman writes of an 11-year-old girl who has contracted AIDS through a blood transfusion.
What happens, basically, is I think what happens a lot of times when a tragedy strikes a family is that people pull apart from each other at first and blame each other.
Husband and wife retreat from each other. A son is shunned by his friends. The girl must prepare for her death. The residents of the small New England town in which the girl lives become divided. But unlike an incident in the South in which the home of an AIDS victim was firebombed, there is no real violence.
But there are acts of emotional violence.
Alice Hoffman, who lives in Boston, says AIDS has touched almost everyone.
I'm in a writer's group and we've been meeting every Tuesday night for about 9 years. There was a period right before I started writing the book where we talked about AIDS every Tuesday night. I mean, we didn't plan to, but it just happened.
And Hoffman began to wonder how her family's life would change if AIDS struck them directly.
I guess I thought about how random this kind of tragedy really is and how you can feel like you're isolated, but of course you never are.
Alice Hoffman, her moving novel At Risk, explores the tragedy of AIDS. Now a Berkeley paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Alice Hoffman, highly praised author of 7 novels, looks at the tragedy of AIDS and its impact on a New England family in her recent book, At Risk. Now living in Boston, Hoffman was raised on Long Island where she studied at Adelphi University. Later, while studying creative writing at Stanford, a story Hoffman wrote appeared in a magazine.
And then an editor wrote me a letter and asked me if I had a novel. And I wrote him back and I said I did. And then I wrote it as fast as I possibly could.
That novel, called Property Of, was the story of a girl in a street gang and was duly published.
I did it without thinking, which I think is a good way to start out, because I think when writers who are just starting out think too much, they don't do it. Do you know what I mean? They're too critical of their own work.
Alice Hoffman somehow manages to write while raising 2 young children.
I think it's very hard. I think, you know, I feel like when I'm writing, I want to be with my kids, and when I'm with my kids, I want to be writing, and there's this constant kind of pressure.
Hoffman wrote about AIDS in her novel At Risk because she wondered about the possible impact of the dread disease on her own family. She has donated part of her earnings from the book to the American Association for AIDS Research.
What I would wish for is that when somebody finished the book and closed it up, that their impulse would be to send a check off to whatever organization they wanted to for research.
At Risk by Alice Hoffman is now a Berkeley paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.